Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Camille Burns is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the Vice President of Operations for the WPO, Women's President's Organization. She's also in charge of the Women President's Educational Organization, and she's got a very important job there. Many of you will remember Marsha Firestone, who's been on the show a number of times. She's the president and the founder of the WPO, and Camille, as I said, is the VP of Operations, and she's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Camille, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Congratulations on the work that you guys are doing, especially what you've been doing lately with the young folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really excited about this.
And especially the young women. Tell the audience what you guys have been doing.
Well, we held a series of Cash Flow for Girls programs in 11 different cities, actually, at the exact same time. And basically what we did is we brought girls from, you know, local girls clubs, Girl Scouts, different organizations like that, and brought our members together to play this Cash Flow for Girls game, which was invented by the Cash Flow folks. Sharon Lechter is one of our WPO members, and she's the CEO of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So our members actually played the game with the girls and, you know, really taught them about their finances a little bit, explained, you know, when they had questions about the game. It was just a really wonderful opportunity to give these girls some financial savvy, you know, teach them a little bit about our members. What I thought was really fun was to watch the girls get so excited when our members explained what their businesses were.
Now, how old were these young ladies?
They range from about 6 to 11 or 12.
Wow, that's pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting them young, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I think it's important. I think it's very important for young girls to really understand their finances.
Well, tell us about the game.
Well, the game is essentially, it's based on the rat race, and basically the girls, you know, it sort of gives them life challenges, you know, credit cards and debt and things to really deal with and understand.
I would, in my mind, I would have thought that a six-year-old would have been too young to get something like that.
The six-year-old, you know, the game is designed, I think six is pretty much as young as they would want to play the game. But, you know, the game is designed for children, so...
Mm-hmm. Not just for teenagers.
No, definitely not. And I think probably at about 12, you know, that's probably the cap on the age for the game.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... But it was just for girls.
The program we did, yes. The game is not just for girls. The game is Cash Flow for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the program we did was for young girls.
Because you are the Women's President's Organization.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is very important, Camille, and I'm glad you're doing it. And I hope more of this is being done and will be done for boys and for girls.
Mm-hmm.
Girls and for boys, I should say. And not only for the children, but also for the teenagers. Because... Camille, recently, in the last year, the Dun & Bradstreet organization published some startling statistics on business failures in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that 50% of businesses fail in the first 4 years. Now, that's a 20% acceleration over 10 years ago, where 50% businesses failed in 5 years. And I believe that one of the main reasons why businesses fail is because the owners do not understand the concept of cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the impact of time on their on the financial requirements of their business.
Mm-hmm.
And so the things that you guys are doing, this program you're doing, hopefully will turn that trend in the future the other way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the goal. You know, one thing I thought was really neat was when the girls, about halfway through playing the game, realized, you know, I don't want to buy anything on my credit card. I want to pay for it up front. And I thought that was really, really great.
Well, exactly, and the idea, the cash, hopefully in the cash flow thing, they start to see how you can get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't seen the game. Does it start to do that?
Definitely.
Does it start to make them get a little worried about, you know, how they're going to cover all this stuff?
I think a couple girls after they played the game said, "I never want to be in debt."
Well, and you know, that's not a bad thing to impress upon children.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's not always the right thing to do for a business owner either.
Mm-hmm.
Because capital, most of the working capital for small businesses comes from debt.
Mm-hmm.
Across the country. I mean, I don't think the program does. The program say, you know, that you shouldn't use debt. Does it say that?
You know, I don't think it says that. I think it's just teaching. I think particularly
how to be wise about it.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Stand by.
Think about
Camille. Camille Burns, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back after these messages. She's vice president of operations at the Women Presidents Organization. Stay with us. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the flagship website that we've had now for almost 10 years, where you can find our blog there, which is updated every weekday. You can listen to thousands of archives and even take fair use possession of some of our archives, all of them actually. You can listen a lot of different ways on demand to your little heart's content, all MP3. You can burn them onto a CD. You can also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our other website, which is askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base. That's the knowledge base for small business, where you can get small business answers now. Camille Burns is our guest. She's VP of Operations for Women Presidents Organization, and that's the WPO. And we're talking about educating young people about financial issues. And we were talking about debt as we went to the break there, Camille. And you were saying that some of the young ladies who were taking this course that you taught in 11 or 12 cities around the country. By the way, folks, those cities were San Diego, Dallas, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Syracuse, Secaucus, Raleigh, Miami, Phoenix, Toronto, Atlanta, San Antonio, and Denver. Now, that event has already happened, hasn't it?
Yes, it was on June 5th.
Is there another one planned?
Well, actually, San Diego and Denver were postponed.
Okay.
So we're going to do those two programs. And we haven't planned a date to do more programs, but it's something that we have discussed.
Well, be sure to let me know, because I've got a lot of folks in the Denver area listening, and I don't know, I'm not sure about San Diego, but sure, certainly in Denver. So let me know. And if you do another one of these in the future, let me know if I can help you with getting attendance there. But talking about debt, Camille, you know, debt is a two-edged sword for a small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Most small business owners, I don't know any small business owners who grew their business in a reasonable speed who didn't use some debt,
mm-hmm.
typically bank debt. And so you got to have it. Most of us don't start out with enough cash. We don't have the investors. We don't have enough of our own money. We don't. The profits aren't enough to grow the business in the direction you go in. So you need to go in. So the banks come in and play a part. And the key, though, is to make sure that you don't get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the course is about, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And many of our members grew their business, you know, using credit cards, using bank loans,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah. But one of the things that I've seen for women, Camille, is women have had two reasons why they haven't grown their businesses as fast as maybe they should have and could have. Number one, because they had some challenges getting equity, which mm-hmm. getting financing, I should say, went from banks, and that's because of some of the hidebound things that have been going on over the years with banking, which has changed now. But the other is the fact that women are often less likely to to borrow money, it seems to me, than men are. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, there have been some studies that women tend to be a little bit more conservative.
Yep.
I think that, you know, women may not take the risks always that men will take. At least I know that there have been, you know, some studies that have said that. But I do know that some of our members, you know, to achieve the level of success to join our organization, which is the $2 million in annual revenue, mm-hmm. they have taken those risks often, and they have. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, American Express is one of our strong supporters, and I know they work with a lot of our members. In giving them the credit, et cetera.
Right, right. But your group, the WPO members are pretty special ladies. I mean, they're go-getters. They're mm-hmm. they're risk takers. They're visionaries. They're the elite of the women entrepreneurs in the world. And but then you've got this whole landscape of other women out there, Camille, that you know about, that are mm-hmm. the thousands and thousands, actually millions of women out there who maybe don't have the goal of being a member of WPO. They may never have $2 million in annual revenue, but they still would like to grow their business from $200,000 to $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got all those folks out there, and I think many of those women, and that's the reason why I like talking about women business owners exclusively, not exclusively, but having interviews where we just talk about women's business owners. I like doing that because I like encouraging women to have a little more self-confidence. That's important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is, and taking risks is important and necessary.
Let's talk about that risk thing, because why do you think that women are less likely to take risks than men are?
You know, it may be because women, you know, are taking care of their families. They may be more concerned about their children, about running out of money. You know, I'm not exactly certain why that is, and that may be changing. I'm hoping that that's changing.
Well, I hope it is, but that is one thing that I've asked Marcia, your president, this. I've asked a lot of other women business experts about this, and that is the one thing that if they could help women do mm-hmm. one thing, it would be to have more self-confidence. And hopefully, the things that you're doing this program, the Cash Flow for Girls program, and others. Hopefully, those kinds of things will help women to have a little more self-confidence. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Camille Burns right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Atlanta rhythm section for you folks. That's as close to an anthem for small business as I know of, folks. And I know how you are out there, ladies and gentlemen, you small business owners. I know you're doing it. You're going to do it or die. You keep working when reason would tell you not to keep working. You keep trying. You believe in yourself. And, you know, I know that there are times when you think, well, maybe I should stop. And maybe that is the right thing for you to do. But most of us go a little bit longer because we believe in ourselves, we believe in our vision, and a lot of those folks who I'm talking about belong to Camille Burns' organization, the Women's President's Organization, and the WPO. That's WPO.org, isn't it, Camille?
No, it's Women President's Organization.
Oh, okay. All right. Women President's Organization.
.com.
Okay. And I know that I know a number of your members, Camille, and these are people that overcame a lot of obstacles, and not only as business owners, but as women business owners. And there's an extra degree of difficulty. There has been, especially for a lot of your members, because some of them came up in the, you know, up in the, they earned their bones, so to speak, you know, a decade or two or three ago, when it was really tough for women business owners, wasn't it?
Definitely.
And so, you know, those women are the ones that the young folks should be learning from and should be admiring. And so anyway, it's very exciting to me, Camille, to see women who are tough and who believe in themselves, and they're willing to take on all the obstacles.
Definitely, and I think that's, you know, one thing that our organization is working towards is helping women work together and get the confidence and really grow their businesses and be very successful.
What is the most important thing that we could do for women to help them get confidence?
You know, I think just women knowing that they can do it and that they can achieve the same success in business. I mean, I think that one thing that's really exciting is that we've seen, you know, in our organization, there's women in every industry. It's not the conventional industries that I think some people think of as women-owned, you know, the industries that women get into. You know, we've got women in construction, IT, you know, manufacturing.
I've met all of those women.
Yeah,
I've met women who have been trailblazers in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
I've met women who were in the environmental remediation business. I've met women one woman I met had gone into the foundry business. And you talk about a hard business in America for anybody, let alone a woman who'd never been in that business. And she's successful because she didn't look at it from a 20th century standpoint. She looked at it as a 21st century opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have any of that baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a highway construction, a woman who owns a very successful highway construction company. And the one thing that all those women told me, though, Camille, was that they were pretty unique in their industry. There weren't too many of them in their industries.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, but they were very successful. And so tell us about the WPO.
Well, the WPO, it's an international peer advisory group for women CEOs that generate $2 million annually if they're product-based or $1 million if they're service-based. So really, the women come together in a confidential environment and really delve into business issues, you know, whether it's marketing or HR issues, exit strategies.
Now, do you have chapters around the country?
Yes, we have chapters around the country and in Canada. We have about 70 chapters at this time.
I see.
And the chapters are limited to 20 members so that the women really feel comfortable talking about their issues and working together.
And they're non-competitive members, right?
Yes, definitely.
So
they would never be too competitive.
Two car dealers wouldn't be in the same group.
No. And, for example, in New York City, we have 6 chapters because we wanted to, you know, the women to have the opportunity to join a chapter where there wasn't a competitor.
And confidentiality is key, isn't it?
Yes, it's key. Everyone signs confidentiality agreements, and it is basically one of the main staples of the organization.
Right. And one thing about women getting together like that, Camille, I'm going to have a little fun with you here, is unlike when men get together, you don't have any trouble getting women to talk about it, right?
No, not usually.
women are pretty good sharers, aren't they?
Usually.
Whereas the guys, you got to kick the guys in the pants a little bit. Give us that website again, Camille.
It's www.womenpresidentsorg.com.
Would you please say hello to Marcia for us?
I will, definitely.
Give her our best.
Thank you,
Camille.
Okay, I will. Thank
good
you
job
so
today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is the Global American Network.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.